A teenager from Washington State has been on the run for 8 months. He's being acclaimed as some kind of modern-day Jesse James, minus the killing. Reporter Vanessa Romo has the story of the outlaw, police say is an amateur criminal but a master escape artist.
The last time authorities had Colton Harris Moore in custody was in April of 2008. At that point, he was serving time in a halfway house for youth offenders just south of Seattle. He'd been convicted of theft and possession of stolen property. It was bed check, and he was in his PJs. But soon after the nightly routine, he climbed out a window and into the night. Since then, the now 18-year-old fugitive has eluded police in Washington, Idaho, even Canada, repeatedly vanishing into the woods. Police suspect he's stolen at least 2 planes, 2 boats, and several cars, and that he's broken into more than 50 homes. Yet the only thing growing faster than Harris Moore's alleged rap sheet is his legend.
I don't understand it myself.
Local County Sheriff Mark Brown leans far back in his office chair and bristles at the mention of Harris Moore's exploding popularity.
Reasonable people would not want to idolize somebody or sensationalize somebody that's a thief.
As of today, Harris Moore is wanted in 5 counties on multiple charges, but 10 of them are in Harris Moore's hometown, Sheriff Brown's jurisdiction.
Taking motor vehicle in the second degree, attempting to elude, malicious mischief, third degree.
There's a complicated history between this department and Harris Moore, starting when he was a toddler. Back then, police appeared often on the doorstep of the double-wide trailer where Harris Moore grew up, responding to calls of domestic abuse between his mother and father. Over the years, police say Harris Moore's evolved from a petty thief stealing food and blankets to where he is today, a convicted felon on the run. During a recent appearance on a local Seattle radio show, Harris Moore's mother, Pamela Kohler, said she has no idea where her son is hiding.
And I like it like that because that way I don't have any information to give to the police.
Kohler says she's writing a book about her son's exploits. She plans to use the profits to open an animal shelter for abused pets, something her son had dreamed of doing, she says. Kohler also claims he's a genius.
He took an IQ test a few years ago and he's 3 points below Einstein. And if he flew those planes without lessons, I am very, very proud.
But he's not a boy only a mother can love. He has a growing legion of fans, and not just locally. Harris Moore's infamy reaches far beyond the small Puget Sound community whose homes he's invaded and credit cards he's stolen. Feelings about Harris Moore run the gamut from locals tired of the story and answering reporters' questions to fierce fans enamored with the growing myth. People have even written songs, like this one, The Ballad of Barefoot Harris. Fans as far as Greece, Italy, and Australia extend open-door invitations through the magic of Facebook. To date, there are more than 16,000 members signed on to a fan page who wish him luck on the lam. Girls, taken by his almond-shaped blue eyes, beg him to visit their homes and make offers of girlfriending him. Guys mock the law enforcement agencies who failed to capture the 6'5", 210-pound teen. Aiden Stevens is also rooting for the runaway, and not just because Stevens sells fan club t-shirts bearing Harris Moore's picture for $15 a piece.
Being good really doesn't get you very far. It's kind of a sucker's swindle.
He explains the public's romanticized version of Harris Moore's alleged crime sprees this way.
There's haves and have-nots in the world, and whether he's a mastermind or not, he obviously was never going to have the kind of opportunities that some people might have to have a Mercedes or to be a pilot. I mean, it's an expensive hobby to have an airplane.
Nobody knows that better than Bob Rivers, whose plane was worth $150,000. That is, before Harris Moore allegedly stole, then totaled it. It took police almost a year to link Rivers' 4-seater Cessna to the wanted teen. But despite their assertions, Rivers, a Seattle host for CBS Radio, is not entirely convinced Harris Moore is really responsible. And he's reluctant to add to the fugitive's growing legend.
There's a saying in aviation, there are old pilots and there are bold pilots, but there are no old, bold pilots. Colton has clearly done some bold things, but could he learn to fly on the internet and then crash land several planes in a row in rugged terrain and walk away each time without a scratch?
The story, if true, is what makes Harris Moore's life the stuff movies are made of. Just last month, a documentary film crew landed on Camano Island interviewing locals, and a slew of production companies have courted Kohler for access to her son. Of course, this isn't a movie. With each new crime that's attributed to the teen, the stakes get higher and the potential for a dangerous confrontation increases, which is why authorities and Harris Moore's mother are hoping for the least cinematic ending, that the 18-year-old quietly turns himself in. For NPR News, I'm Vanessa Romo.
And you can see a self-portrait of the teen outlaw taken with a stolen camera. Of course it would be stolen, on our website, npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.